I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and
me,
it doesn't scream athlete.
I know you fat bastards want to eat some of this.
With Ben Higgins.
Go to hell, pro sports.
Steven Woods.
That was incredible.
And Paul Reindel.
All right.
Get ready, tier ones.
Oh.
It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch.
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Good to be back. Just a gentle reminder, when you hear the voice of Adam Jones saying, "You fat bastards want to eat some of this," he's not referring to you guys, our audience, the tier ones. He's referring to us, me, Ben, and Paul. Just so you know, so you don't hear it and get offended. Like, are they calling us fat bastards that want to eat some of their show? He's talking to us. Just a reminder. Happy Monday. Let's get our heads very right. My head is feeling pretty right today on September 26th, 2022. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Paulie's over there chopping it up right now. Of course, I'm referring to the interview that we had on Friday at the end of the show, Joey Votto. And we're going to do something a little different today, something we don't do a lot of. We're going to cut us out of it, and we're just going to really talk about Joey Votto's answers. Because I'll say this, fellas, we've been doing this show a long time. One of my favorite moments on our program. We've had some big ones, we've had some big interviews, some great interviews, some not so great interviews. That's up there for me. That really set the tone for my weekend. And if you missed it, you're going to get to hear Joey Votto again. But we're not just going to replay it and walk out of the room and scratch our ass and, you know, put our feet up, and we're gonna talk about it. Talk about it with you guys. Take your feedback as well. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, also here. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody had a really nice weekend.
Lovely. Just lovely.
You were on your own with kids.
Yeah.
Oh. Hannah was out of town.
She went to Denver, gorgeous, and just had a great time with my boys. I was telling you, you know, I the last week or so, you know, we always tell you guys, check on your mentals, right? Like, if you're not feeling great, you know, try to do something about it. If you can't talk to somebody, try to work yourself out of it. The last week, I'd say for me, was just a tough week. It was when my mental health lapses, it manifests itself in really bad food. That's a thing. It used to be drugs and alcohol. It's not anymore. It's bad food and isolation. And that's what I do. I turned down a couple of rounds of golf. I didn't go practice. These are things I love to do, not like to do, not ever feeling forced to do. Those are things I love to do. And that's when I know that my mentals are not where they need to be. When I'm leaving the show, hitting Mickey D's, going home and sleeping until it's time to go pick up the kids, and life just feels a little bit like a grind. And that was last week for me. And so being able to be with my boys all weekend, dude, it filled the cup, man. It runneth over right now. It really was what I needed.
I want you to know that I'm listening.
Good.
And it's
Thank
okay.
You. Thank you. I know.
To not be okay, Woods.
I absolutely know that. And I was just, you know, and it wasn't anything, you know, super, like you guys probably didn't notice, you know, but I was, as soon as I got out of here, I mean, it was like the air got let out of my tires every day when I walked out of the studio. This place gives me a lot of joy and a lot of happiness. And so the last week or so, I didn't call my folks to check in. Just nothing, just kind of isolate. I had buddies text me, hey, you want to go to this? I'm like, nah, I'm out. And that's just how it works for me. So I feel so much better being able to be with those boys all weekend. We had such a good time. We had such a good time. And I continue to just be surprised by my children. I told you guys Friday, you know, remember what the plan was. I was going to pick them up from school and go to Dave and Buster's.
D&B's.
D&B's. All he talked about, Bo, for a week. I can't wait. We're going to play this game. Great, let's go. I'll pick you up from school. We'll jam. So pick him up from school. I'm like, all right, you ready? He goes, I don't want to go. I'm like, oh, my God. I go, why? He goes, I don't really feel great. I go, okay. I go, I get that. I go, are you sure? I go, because I'm happy to take you. He goes, I just don't feel like it. I go, all right, what do you want to do? He goes, I want to go home and hit. I go, done. So we go. We play baseball for like 2 hours in the backyard. We stop by the grocery store. We got a giant box of Crunch Berries. We got chips that he likes, and we got some fruit. So Taylor wanted fruit, so we got fruit.
He's a weird kid.
And so we go home and we play baseball, and like it was just really chill. I took him to the zoo on Saturday. I had not been to the zoo with my kids. Taking Bo, I think, when he was really little, and all I remembered was, Christ, this is a long walk around here. It's really long with two and one stroller. It was hot. It got really, we made it 3.5 hours.
A lot of hills at the zoo.
Dude.
Up and down.
Can we
yeah.
figure this out? Can we get like a harness to pull us up? Like a ski
it's
lift.
It's like Goat Hill.
It
but
is.
It's the
That's
zoo.
That's the first thing I thought of. Can I get a ski lift, gondola to like pull us to the top where the giraffes are or whatever? By 12:30, it was 92, 93 degrees at the zoo. We were baking. And I go, you guys ready? And they're like, yeah, let's go. But we had such a good time there. And then yesterday, we had a great, completely trashed the house. Trashed it. There was dishes piled up in the sink, stuff on the floor. So Sunday morning, I woke. I'm like, let's go, Bo. We're going to clean this whole house.
He said, I don't want to do dishes.
Dishes? Don't ask me, Dad, to do dishes. Nothing. He did. He helped me, got everything locked in. Hannah walked in. She goes, oh, my gosh, place looks great. I go, yeah, you never would have known, right? But that was, we watched.
Don't ask me to do nothing. Dishes, nothing.
That's Bo when he turns 18, 100%. So we had a really nice time, watched all the Padres games. And I will preface the show by saying, didn't watch any NFL yesterday. Watched the Aztecs and the Irish play on Saturday. We'll have commentary, I'm sure, on both of those games. But, man, just something I needed very much. It's a good reminder that it's bigger than me, right? And those kids, we had such a good weekend. So very happy to do that, and Hannah had a great time. And
see, now I'm curious about Hannah's trip to Denver.
Well, that was something else too, buddy.
I heard that she actually stayed in the same hotel as our San Diego Padres while she was on the road.
She did.
Road tripping.
I'm sure it was a total coincidence that she happened to stay in the same hotel as her beloved Jake Cronenworth and friends. So she texted me on the way to the zoo. She goes, oh, my God, I just saw Josh Bell in the lobby. And my brain immediately goes, oh, great, you're in the same hotel as the Padres. Super. Jake's going to be drunkenly knocking on your door. 3 a.m. Not that he would do that. Jake's a man of honor. And not that Hannah would do that. She's a woman of honor. But I know how baseball players are. I know this.
Sometimes it's just too easy.
It's just too easy. It's right? So she goes, she sends me a picture, and it's her and Mud. Mud's got his arm around her. I text Mud, I go, hey, hands off, dude. And he writes back, laughing emoji. So she said, she goes, I just met Bob Melvin and Matt Williams. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's fantastic. So then she's in the elevator. She's going up the elevator. They get off, and standing at the elevator, they had just gotten off, Tony, Mud, Don, Jesse. So they're like, hi, Hannah. She's like, hi, guys. And she goes, we're in this room. Mud's on one side. Tony's on the other.
She's on the broadcaster's floor.
Jesse's across the hall, and who did I miss?
All right, this is a Don.
Still, yeah, Don's over.
This is a little concerning because I heard Mud telling a story on the broadcast about how he was sharing some of his pizza with Don in the hotel room, but he was wearing one of those hotel robes, and it was a little small, didn't cover everything. So he's walking around the hallways now, where your wife is
he said that
in
was,
a small robe.
He said that was in Arizona.
Okay.
That was not in Colorado. Okay. But she had a great time, got to see her sister. She hiked Red Rocks and the amphitheater and the whole bit. So she came home in a great mood, very refreshed. So it was good, man. We had such a good time. I took Bo down yesterday to Wild Horses to see his uncle play. He opened. Saw a lot of tier ones out there as well. And it was just a really special weekend, one that I will never forget. So that was my scene. What did you guys do? Anything exciting whatsoever?
I had a pretty quiet weekend after being on vacation. I had a lot of things to catch up at home, but spent time with the boys, went to dinner on Saturday night with them, watched a ton of baseball, obviously. Jack's really into the Padres, so we watched like every game together. He loves watching football, so we had football on early both Saturday and Sunday around the house while I did just laundry and other stuff. So it was a catch-up weekend, but it was also nice that I didn't have too much to do. Did get a little golf in at Goat Hill on Friday afternoon with John Ashworth, his crew. That was fun, mandatory golf Friday. I thought I was going to win a skin. Made a birdie on the sixth hole, but it got covered, so I did not win any of the skin pot. But it still was a fun round with some cool guys. So that was my weekend, pretty quiet.
That seems very quiet, Paulie. I'm assuming the headset was cranked up. COD beta.
Little bit.
Version.
Not too much.
Not too much.
A little bit, but just standard weekend reset around the house. Laundry, chores, grocery store.
What are your chores? Do you have assigned chores or is it team
just
chores?
Things around the house. Just make sure the trash gets taken out.
Yep.
Laundry.
Oh, man.
Cleaning the bedroom, cleaning the bathroom, cleaning the kitchen.
The panic of like knowing your wife's coming home after a weekend alone, it's a real panic.
You need to get the toothbrushes out and like scrub the grout.
Dude, I sanitized the diaper genie. Like, I went to put a diaper in, I was like, God, this reeks. Like, so I got the Lysol out, the scrub brush. I took it out in the yard. Like, I did in the panic of having Hannah as your wife and also, like, making sure. Now, I didn't deep clean, but I was, like, really psychotic about putting things back to where, when she walked in at least, you could look and find some grease and grime. But on the surface, when you walk in, you go, hey, this place looks pretty good. And I got the exact reaction I was looking for. She walked in. She goes, wow, the place looks great. Now, we busted our ass that morning to make sure, and I'm screaming at the kids, do not get any more toys out or any, you know, don't make any other messes, but man, it was good. I could probably do more around the house. I probably could, and I make an effort to, but she really has her ways. Like I said today, leave the dishes. I'll do them when I get home. She goes, I can't do that. That's out of the realm of possibility. I can't do it. I said, well, okay. Yeah, I'm just offering. So I offer it to help a lot, but don't actually have to a lot.
Well, we should have a good show on a Monday. As usual, we're going to focus on what happened over the weekend, obviously, with the Padres. Three games in Colorado, a tough one on Friday, but then bounced back nicely the last 2 days and slicing that magic number down to 6 yesterday with some help as the Milwaukee Brewers lost as well. So we'll tell you where the Padres stand here going into the final week and a half of the season. Our Padres wrap-up coming up at the bottom of the hour. Had some baseball history on Friday night in Los Angeles.
Sure
didn't do
did.
It in San Diego, but made quick work of 699 and 700 in L.A. Talked some Albert Pujols, and then as Woods mentioned, football, college, Aztecs on Saturday. They got the win.
Ooh, boy.
But got booed in their own stadium while doing so. And then a full weekend of NFL action as well. So there's plenty to talk about. If you missed our Joey Votto interview, as Woods said, we're going to bring back some of the just answers from Joey, really thoughtful, right at the end of the program on Friday. We actually bled into Coach's show, and we appreciate the time to go over because it was a fascinating conversation with an unbelievable ball player that we got lucky enough to get to chat with. So we're going to bring some of that back as well. Should be a good one. This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart. Just getting started. It is Monday morning. Who knows? Maybe the week the Padres clinch a playoff spot starting right now with Ben and Woods. Come back with the Daily Ditty. I get to pick this week's theme. We'll find out what it is when we come back on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's get our first check of traffic right now here on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This theme this week is artists who are playing or have played Petco Park this year.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of the big ones still to come in November, I believe.
What a kiss-ass you are, and I love every second of it. I'm so
happy. You can pick Deftones, though.
I completely forgot Elton John was coming to
Petco. Dude, I did too.
You got Deftones, if you'd like. Yeah. Your Red Hot Chili Peppers from earlier. Bad Bunny, Paul, if you want some Bad Bunny coming up.
Yeah.
But anyone who played or will play at Petco Park this year is fair game this week.
It's fantastic, Ben. What a great, great kiss-ass corporate sellout theme. But I'm here for it, and I love it.
This is my favorite Elton John song. I know he has more commercial hits, but
this
I like this
is a great
one.
Song. I'm a big fan of Daniel. Yeah, this is a great song. could do an Elton John week. That'd be pretty fun.
That wouldn't be the worst, yeah, actually.
As long as we don't play Crocodile Rock.
You guys can pick Elton John all week long
true,
if you want.
He's playing at Petco Park.
So it's up to you. It's your total choice when it's your day.
Good point. Great theme. Love it.
All right, don't forget you can tune in to Kickoff with Boomer and Valente Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. Former MVP Boomer Esiason and Mike Valente discuss biggest NFL news, preview the most important games of the week. It seems like a long way off, though.
It's Saturday.
It's a long time ago. We just had an NFL weekend. We'll talk about that coming up later. I want to talk about the history that was and was not made in Major League Baseball this weekend. Before we get to the Padres wrap-up at the bottom of the hour, you had, first of all, the history that wasn't made at Yankee Stadium with everybody paying through the nose for tickets to see Aaron Judge at number 61, maybe 62. Never happened over the weekend.
That's what happens when you don't pitch to somebody.
And you had some rain yesterday that ended the game a little bit early with the rain out and the Yankees winning 2-0 over the Red Sox. But they now hit the road, so he probably won't get to do it now at Yankee Stadium. He's going to have to do it in Toronto, I believe, is their next series if he's going to get it done.
Do they have any more at home?
That's a good question. Over the last nine, is it a 9-game road trip, or are they done for the season at Yankee Stadium?
I saw the comments from Alex Cora on, when did that series start? Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're going to pitch to him. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to pitch. They walked him, like, as many times as they could possibly
walk. They got three more at home next weekend against the Orioles, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
So if he doesn't get it in Toronto, he'll have three more chances at home.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see him get that. I mean, it's been such a monster season for him anyway. Does it really, really matter? He's in a walk year in New York. They're going to the playoffs. 60 home runs, Ben, leading the next highest candidate by 20.
I mean, you want to get the American League record.
You
want to pass Maris. You were so close and for so long.
But 60 is such a massive, massive number. It's such a huge 60 home runs is such a big number. Good for him. I was pretty tired of Cora to do that, but it's Alex Cora, so nobody should really be surprised at all. But The one that happened in L.A. was just magical. It was just magical. Everything about it. Of course, Albert Pujols hitting 699 and 700. Were they in back-to-back at-bats?
Were they two consecutive at-bats? It seemed like it happened really quickly. I wasn't sure if there was an at-bat in between.
They were.
Because I wasn't watching the game, but I saw all the videos getting posted of 699. And literally, by the time they had gotten posted, it was less than 5 minutes later that he hit 700.
Yeah, that was the thing. I wasn't really watching because I figured, well, he's got to hit 699 first, and then, I can start being on alert for 700. But I had just got the 699 alert.
I specifically planned my week when the Cardinals were here, when he was at 698, going, look, I'm going to take my chances. Dude's not hitting two. If he hits one, I'm going to the next game in case he hits 700.
Yeah, of course.
I'll take my chances that he's not going to hit two in one night.
Right.
Go figure. The first night in L.A., he does it.
Andrew Haney gave up the first one. And, DR, Dave Roberts, not my favorite, as you know, wants to get slick and brings in right-hander
Ben, Phil. Ben, you do a great job.
Brings in right-hander Phil Bickford to come out of the bullpen, going for the righty-righty matchup, getting Haney, the left-handed starter, out of there. Albert Pujols says, I don't give an F who you bring in, and he yaks one, number 700, off of Bickford. It made it that much sweeter. Like, oh, I'm going to watch this, guys. Hey, I'm gonna get Haney out of there. No favorable lefty-righty matchup. I'm going to get the righty on him. And Pujols says, I don't care. I'm going to hit it out anyway, and he did. Number 700 for Albert. What a moment. For him, for his family, and for his teammates. I mean, just bananas. Just bananas.
Bulls with the widespread stance, arms out over the plate. Bickford from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. A swing, and there it goes! Left field, way back! That's home run number 700! Pujols hits a three-run homer, and he hit 699 and 700 at Dodger Stadium on September 23rd, 2022. 8:23 p.m. Pacific time.
Just incredible.
Now, how about I saw John Boy posted this video from April 13th on MLB Network, Greg Amsinger literally predicted almost exactly what was going to happen.
No way.
He predicted when Albert
Pujols
was going
to hit 700. Yeah, this is crazy. This is real,
right? April 13th, when he was going to hit it, where he was going to hit it, what team he was going to be playing. He did get the pitcher wrong, but I think we can let that part slide.
Yeah, Albert's going to play so much more than people think. He is. He's a draw,
of the season.
And he's going to be productive. He will reach 700 career home runs. I do have bad news, Cardinal fans. I have bad news. He's going to hit his 700th career home run on the road.
And only fitting it'll be in Wrigley, right?
No. Friday night in Los Angeles in September.
Of Clayton Kershaw.
Oh man, that's crazy.
That's when it's going to happen against his former teammate.
No, Friday
Hall of Famer versus
day, right?
He just missed the pitcher. He said Friday night.
Friday night in LA Stadium, in September.
But late he missed September.
He missed the pitcher by a day. Like, yeah. Clayton pitched the
They were doing like bold predictions for the 22 season.
Clayton pitched on Saturday? Is that right?
Yeah. It's unbelievable that he nailed it to the exact day, though, of the week in September. I mean, that was the game. That was the only time they play the Dodgers on a Friday in September. So he literally picked the exact day that it was going to happen at 700. I would have never guessed that Albert Pujols would have gotten to 700 this year.
When we had Mud Grant was up here 6 weeks ago, and he was recording some spots, and he decided to pop in with us, and we you know, chewed the fat with Mud for a while, and Paulie straight up said, you guys, were you here when Mud was here?
No.
Yes.
Were you? Yeah.
He was at like 690.
He was at like 690, and Mud's like, nah, I don't think so. They're just, you know, he's just going to run out of gas, and I go, yeah, I tend to agree. And then that weekend, he came back, he was like 694 after that weekend, hit four home runs that weekend. I go, yep.
Now it was August 19th.
August 19th. So, yeah, about a month ago, he was in here, and he's like, nah, I don't think he gets it. And I fully agreed. What an accomplishment. So it's Aaron, Ruth,
Bonds,
Pujols.
Those are the four in the 700 club. Even more remarkably, it was the 500th and 200th home run. So his 200th off a lefty off Haney, and his 500th off a righty came off Bickford to equal the 700 when he did it on Friday night.
So
his 200th career home run off a lefty was 699 off Haney.
Got it.
And his 500th career home run off a righty.
Nice clean numbers.
Came off Bickford.
He's got 500 homers off of righties and only 200 off of lefties.
Yes, which is fourth all time, tying Babe Ruth for most home runs off lefties.
He's got more home runs against lefties than guys.
Yeah.
Like, how many people?
There's not that many. I mean, there's just not as many lefties in the league to hit home runs
off of, even though
he's very good at it. And then we were talking about last week, what would you do with the baseball? Well, the Dodger fan who caught the baseball decided to keep it. I liked Albert Pujols was very diplomatic about it. Said, it's not really about the souvenir for me. I'm glad, you know, he wants to keep it. That's fine by me. No one made a huge deal. Now, I heard there were offers made to that fan. I think Ben Verlander reported that, you know, they tried to wheel and deal and see what they could offer him to get the ball back. And he said, no, I'm going to walk out of the stadium with this thing, and now he's already getting
the hell out of there.
Six-figure offers for the baseball immediately. An auction house says, we'll front you $250,000 and then put it up for sale for whatever you know else you're going to get for it at some point.
That's a smart thing. Get out of there. Sleep on it.
Sleep on it.
You can always give it back later.
Yeah.
If you decide, if you change your mind. But don't be overwhelmed by the moment and just get pushed in.
$5,000. I'm in. $5,000. Look at that. Like, I did see... When they're talking about the Judge home run, we talked about it a little bit on Friday. There was that auction house guy that said, you know, $2 million for home run number 62, which, by the way, you're basically putting a bounty on somebody's head out in the outfield. Like, putting that out there in the public is not a smart thing to do, because if 62 goes flying into the stands, there's going to be people out there getting shanked and choked.
I mean, think what would happen if you just like threw a paper airplane of a winning lottery ticket
for
$2
million
into a sea
of
5,000 people?
That is exactly what that guy did. It's like, bro, you're literally inciting a riot.
We're
going to
throw a check for $2 million into this crowd. Go for it, everybody.
It is amazing. It's amazing. Well, congrats to Albert Pujols. That was spectacular. Love that he did it in L.A. Love that he did it on a... DR trying to be slick, pitching change, and just yacked it out of there for number 700.
As always, all guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We'll come back. Our Padres wrap up yesterday's offensive explosion. Last game on the road all season long for the Padres, at least in the regular season. Turns out to be a big victory over the Rockies. We'll talk about that coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Manny Machado is making a strong final push for the MVP award. I don't know if the numbers compared to Paul Goldschmidt, Goldie, as you like to call him.
Yeah, he's my old pal Goldie.
Will be enough overall, but wow, what a season Manny has had. Just been
incredible.
Absolutely incredible. We will go through his contributions, of course, yesterday, Padres wrap-up of the 13-6 win to conclude the series at Coors Field. We'll do that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres wrap-up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Let's go San Diego.
1-1 pitch taken for a strike. Now a snap throw down to third. It goes into left field. Kim's on his way home. The Trail Runners will advance as well. And a throwing error by Elias Diaz gives the Padres a 1-0 lead here in the first. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Meyer swings. Strokes one out towards left center field. Daza on the run into the gap. He's not going to get there. That will go on one hop over the fence. An automatic double for Will Myers. Drury comes in to score, and the Padres lead it 3-0 here in the first. Freeland delivers, and Cronenworth hits one on the ground. Fair up the first baseline. That'll go into the right field corner and easily get both runs home. Soto has scored. Here's Drury. Cronenworth thinking about three, and he is going to make it standing up without a throw. A two-run triple for Jake Cronenworth, and a 5-1 Padre lead in the third. Myers swings, hits one really well out to deep left field. Bouchard goes back. He looks up. It's going to go. A two-run homer for Will Myers. Padres are all over Kyle Freeland here this afternoon. 7-1 San Diego in the third. 0-1. Here's the pitch. And Bouchard lines it up the middle. That'll go into center field for a base hit. Diaz has scored. Trejo is on his way. He'll score without a throw. A two-run single for Bouchard. He has driven in three. And all of a sudden, it's a 7-4 game here in the fourth. 2-1, Manny swings, hits it in the air to deep left field. Bouchard going back, looking up, gonna go! A three-run homer for Manny. RBIs 98, 99, and 100, and a 10-5 Padre lead in the eighth. 2-2, Drury hits it a ton out to deep left field. Bouchard going back again, looking up again, gonna go again. Brandon Drury with his eighth as a Padre. His 28th of the season, his second hit of the day. The Padres' third home run of the afternoon, and it's 11-5 San Diego. Here's the 2-2 to Nola. He swings, lines one out towards deep right. Grichik was playing towards the line, got to go into the gap, can't get it. Bounces off the wall. Profar is heading for third, rounding home. Here comes the relay to the plate, the tag, and he is out at home. Profar went in with a head-first dive. Looked like he might have gotten the hand in before the tag by Diaz. Nola ends up at second base. For the moment, the inning is over. But obviously, Bob Melvin and the Padres waiting to see if they want to challenge that call at home.
It's overturned, runner safe. San Diego retains their challenge.
1-1 to Connor Joe. Here's the pitch from Stammen and a high chopper to the left side. Manny cuts in front of Kim. He's got it. Throw to first base in time, and the ball game is over. Craig Stammen comes out, gets the final three outs as the Rockies fall to the Padres for a second consecutive day, a 13-6 win for San Diego, and the magic number is 6 to clinch a playoff berth here in 2022.
I mean, to score runs here, because we certainly have the ability to. So to put up a 5-spot, a 4-spot, and a 3-spot, I mean, we'll take that anywhere, but to kind of get that monkey off our back here and win a series and score some runs, I know it feels pretty good.
Padres with their first series win at Coors Field since May of last year, over 500 days.
Lord.
And they play a lot of games at Coors Field. Big innings, the key yesterday. 3 in the 1st, 4 in the 3rd, 5 in the 8th. They hit for a team cycle in the third inning.
Yeah, that was cool.
Soto single, Drury double, Jake triple, and then the Will home run. All in order. A natural team cycle
so
in
rad.
The third inning. It was good to see, as Bob said, a lot of offense there. Just get those bats hot going into these final 9 games of the year at a place where you haven't hit quite as much, home, Petco Park.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what a nice way to rebound on Saturday and Sunday, combining for 22 runs after, you know, we'll get into Friday's game. That had people running for the hills. And I feel sorry. Yeah, there were a lot of people that quit on this team after Friday night. I feel sorry for them, because they really missed a couple of really good games on Saturday and Sunday, and a couple of wins that were so necessary and so needed. I don't care who you're playing or what time of season it is. You got to get those wins, especially against a team like Colorado in Colorado, Benny. Yesterday's game was a little bit nerve-wracking. It even had a guy I know who's usually very calm and very confident a little on edge, and that person is Benjamin Higgins. I texted, we had the group text going on about the show, and we were, let's do this and let's do that, and I said, we got to win this effing ball game, and you said, I'm nervous. It was 7-5 at that point. About 5 minutes later, one Manuel Arturo Machado steps to the plate, yaks the 3-run bomb, and I just wrote back, Manny. He saved us again, time and time. Again this season, Ben, that man has been called on to do it all, to do it defensively, to do it on one leg, to hit the big homer when you need it, and the dude has delivered the entire season, except for when he almost ripped his ankle from the bone and had to sit out for 9 days and still came back and played on one leg.
He's had an absolutely remarkable
phenomenal year.
Do me a favor. Give us, again, the definition of war in baseball and what Manny Machado's war is.
Wins above replacement. So it's your... It's what a replacement level player is.
That's not an average player.
Right.
It's a replacement level player is basically whatever you could call up from the minor leagues, what they would give you. Some players are even worse than that. They have a negative war.
Correct.
But 0.0 is essentially what any team could get for the minimum to play a player at that position.
And Manny's seven, essentially. 7.1.
Yeah. Right there.
I find it hard to believe that if you removed Manny from the team this year, that the Padres still have 78 wins.
I saw a tweet that said, dude, if you took Manny from the team this year, they're the Giants. And I went, that just clicked in my brain. It makes perfect sense to me. They're the Giants. Without Manny Machado, like, this year, they're the Giants.
I don't know how it's calculated, but it feels like he is much more valuable than just seven wins.
Oh, 100%. And
well, seven's incredibly valuable.
It's very valuable, yeah.
You know, instead of being three games up, you're four games down. You're almost out of it.
Right.
I mean, that's the difference
that's my point.
Going to the playoffs and not going to the playoffs. Those seven wins are hugely valuable.
That's my point entirely, is that I think he's more valuable than even seven wins.
I feel the same way.
If he injured himself in spring training and never played a game this year, I don't think the Padres have 78 wins.
We are cooked. We're cooked without him. We're cooked. I mean, the amount of big hits, clutch hits, home runs, defense. I mean, the play he made yesterday was staggering. Staggering. Just down the line, the play we saw him practice in spring training, and when he threw it, right when it left his hand, I went right in the chest. And where did it hit Will Myers? Right in the friggin' chest. Didn't even have to move. Just whoop, got him. And got the guy by two steps. He's unbelievable. I saw a great tweet. I retweeted it from Ben and Woods over the weekend from a guy named Jay Croucher. Now, Jay is the lead betting analyst for NBC Sports. Keanu Reeves enthusiast for everyone. Not really connected to the San Diego Padres in any way, shape, or form. One thing to hear it from the homers on the flagship. Another thing from a stranger. Manny Machado should be an NL MVP. Same F-war as Paul Goldschmidt, 7. Second most valuable hitter on the Padres has been Jake Cronenworth, 3.7. Second most valuable hitter on the Cardinals has been Paul Goldschmidt behind Arenado at 7.1. Padres are nowhere without Manny.
So you're saying Goldschmidt is
not even the most valuable player in his own team?
He's not even the best hitter on his own team.
Maybe. Correct. So the other thing about Manny, so if everyone said, you know, a week ago, even us, I mean, we said, yeah, you know, they're probably going to end up giving it to Paul Goldschmidt. He's in a little bit of a slump right now. But again, he's had Arenado all season. Arenado has had Paul Goldschmidt all season long. Now, Arenado and Manny play the same position. You want to make an argument for Arenado against Manny? Fine, I'll listen to that. Manny doesn't play first base. Manny plays third base, a much tougher position, much more taxing position, and is throwing up the exact same numbers. And again, it's hard. Like, I don't want to disparage the guys on the team, and I'm not meaning to, but without the help that other guys get, certainly without some of the help that other guys get, the depth of your lineup makes Paul Goldschmidt a more feared opponent. You're going to get better pitches if you're Arenado. You're going to get better pitches if you're Goldschmidt, because you've still got Tommy Edman, who's still having a really, really good year for them as well. They're a lot seemingly deeper team than the San Diego Padres. So, again, here's what bugs me. Anytime, if you put on MLB Network today, you're going to see Goldschmidt, Arenado, probably a couple of other guys mentioned. Manny may be fifth or sixth on that list, and I know we're homers. You know I love Manny, but it's so deserving. You got to give the guy a sniff at least for MVP.
Well, if you kind of talk about that tweet you just said, Fred, Jay Croucher, take the seven wins away from the Cardinals.
They make it up.
And they're still tied for the first place in the NL Central.
Yep.
Their team is pretty much still where they are if you take away either of those guys. The Padres, as you said, are nowhere. And yeah, the counting stats for Paul Goldschmidt are a little bit better than Manny. Not a ton. I mean, he's got 35 home runs compared to 31. 112 runs batted in compared to 100.
Did he shred his ankle and miss, 9-10 games? I mean, That's the thing is, like, without that creepy ankle injury he had, it could be a much different story. And those counting stats could be pretty even.
Well, and you could make the argument that, you know, what Manny has done, despite that makes him even more valuable. As Bob Melvin likes to talk about, just him going out there and posting, being out there even when he's less than 100%, hurting his stats in the month of, what was it, June into July, when he came back way too soon from an ankle injury that he had no business. He probably needed to be out 3 weeks minimum for that ankle injury, but he came back in 9 days because, you know, he knew his team needed him to be out there.
That's valuable.
And probably, you know, hurt his stats and his chances for the MVP. Some would say, though, that should be an argument in favor of him being the MVP.
No question. I talked to his wife. I talked to his wife when they were in Miami. We ran into her, Ben, when we went to that game. We had those really nice seats down in that fancy area. And I ran into Yaine, and we were talking about how they went to Miami. And she goes, it's fun when you go home, but we have a billion family members that all want a piece. You know, they all want to come see and come to the game. And Manny's got a lot to deal with. She's like, and he's literally getting treatment on his ankle all day. It was an all-day process just to get that dude on the field, right? Like, that, to me, speaks volumes about the kind of player he is. Like, how many guys do we know in professional sports that would be like, hey, I mean, go get him, guys. I wish I could go.
No, I can't honestly say. Maybe Paul Goldschmidt, you know, got hurt a few weeks ago and is playing through pain as well. I don't know, so... You know, but I know what Manny has gone through.
That's exactly right.
And I know how valuable he's been to the Padres. I also know that given sports writers' general somewhat skepticism of Manny Machado,
they have their...
That it's unlikely he's going to win the award?
Correct. They've got their opinions from when Manny was 21 and 22 years old, and they're not going to change their opinions. And that sucks, but we know it. I think we know it. You guys know it. The Tier 1s know it. The guy has been... He's been incredible, and we're just not sitting here today talking about a playoff berth, a potential playoff berth without him. We're not. It's another lost season. If Manny does not do what he did this year, this season is a wash. With Fernando going down.
Oh, that's another narrative right there that should be in his favor.
Right. He lost his Goldschmidt / Arenado. He lost him. He didn't come. He didn't play. He was hurt, and then the cream and the whole bit. He's gone. Didn't have him for one single AB. So I think what he's done, he's my MVP this year. There's no question about it. I think he should be all of our MVPs as well.
So remember last Monday when I came back and I said, you know, all the consternation, the Padres are exactly where they were the previous Monday, pretty much exactly where they were last Monday as well. Three games ahead of the Brewers, actually a little more ahead of the Phillies, game and a half after they lost the last two to the Atlanta Braves over the weekend. But Padres did get at least one game of help yesterday from the Cincinnati Reds, who beat the Brewers 2-1, which does reduce that magic number to 6. Again, Woods, that means any combination of 6 Padres victories and or Brewers losses, and they both have 9 games left. So essentially, you just need one-third of those games to go your way.
Yeah, buddy.
That's 18 different outcomes possible. You need 6 of them to go your way to clinch a playoff spot.
Tall order coming into town.
You know, the Dodgers coming in.
Tall order.
But you don't have to sweep the Dodgers.
Sure don't.
In fact, one is actually fine.
I always say, just one is fine.
Because you only need one-third of things to go your way.
That's right.
So one is good.
You gotta get one.
As long as you keep moving forward. All right, we'll come back. We got more Padres to discuss, get into some football from the weekend as well, and play Take on Woods, all coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.